轻松调频，只放好音乐。
十一点了吧
？Are we there yet?
Ladies and gentlemen, you've arrived at ATW. We'd like to invite you to relax and enjoy the ride.
Yes, 到了，到了，摩天轮。
等等我。
北京时间11:05啦，欢迎大家准时收听轻松调频摩天轮 More to Learn.
Yeah, welcome to More to Learn.
Yeah, with 沈听、
我是主持人沈听。
And me, 贝贝。And it's Monday, it's not really a sunny Monday, but at least it's not too hot.
我觉得这个天气实在是让人高兴不起来。
But come on, you're from like southern China.
对对对。
The summer in Hangzhou, are you kidding me?
I was there once. 今天上午刚好在跟同事聊起来的时候是说，这北京这几天怎么这么热，像桑拿天一样的。但是说实际上呢、
还好吧。
你要是跟南方，比如说我的家乡杭州比起来的话呢，我刚才就是查了一下，北京今天的湿度有73%，已经很高了。但是杭州的湿度是83%。所以你可以想象一下了。
What does that mean? Like 80% of air is water?
就是说你千万不能动，你就在那里归息着就可以了。
就是有
你
动的话有汗蒸发不了，
对它干不了。就包括洗好的衣服，你就是挂在阳台挂多久它也干不了，
就只看着它长蘑菇。You know, it's like that back in Wuhan, and it's probably even hotter than Hangzhou. How hot does it get in Hangzhou in the summertime? Over 40 Celsius?
No, I don't think
that
would be that high.
Well, it's easily over 40 in Wuhan.
Uh-huh.
You walk out the door and literally you start to melt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
所以你知道武汉当初是称为长江这个中下游一带的三大火炉之一嘛。
Yeah.
包括武汉、南京，还有一个是哪里？
成都。
可能重庆吧，应该是长江流域的。但是后来最近这几年，据说杭州已经 take over the titles.
Well, congratulations. Hey, but at least you have all these coffee houses where you can hide.
不过今天早上呢，我在来这个台里上班的时候，坐在电梯里的时候，听到两个人的对话，挺有意思的。大家也在谈论天气啊。是一个老外跟一个中国人，因为我们台里不是有很多老外嘛。然后这个老外呢就说 So how would you describe such a weather?
In Chinese?
Actually, I think.He means in Chinese. 但是呢，那个中国人一听，他的第一反应就是 OK， 你是说用英文怎么解释？Smoky。然后那个老外立刻说No. 但是那个中国人呢，以为是说 OK， 我这个词我说错了啊。OK， 哎呀，后来他说了 Foggy。No. 然后那个老外就说了一个自己说了一个不太标准的中文，说闷
啊、
他的意思，我想他实际上是想说
闷，
对闷。后来那个中国人一听，哦，你想说埋是吧？
哦、okay.
不是闷，是埋，
累死了，已经到20层了，好吗？
对对对，后来我想了一下，就是现在的中国人，就是外国人，实际上学中文学的是真是够溜的，
是吧？
连闷这个词儿，他们都已经掌握
了，都知道
了。对，因为比如说你说如果要形容闷的话，用英语应该怎么来形容
？Suffocating。
Suffocating,
I would say,
还有个词 sultry.
We don't use that word too much.
对，这个词儿我就记得，因为我以前
好拽啊，
学过这个词儿。对，然后到在美国的时候，跟人也是遇到类似的天气的时候，我跟人谈起，就说can you describe it as like sultry?然后那个外国人都非常的惊讶的看着我，哇 ，you even know this word? You know?
Is that I'm trying to look it up? Is it that dry kind of a heat or like humid kind of a heat?
好像是 humid kind of heat, sultry.但是呢，它可能是一个比较偏文学性的一个词语，所以不是特别的口语。
等一下，sultry, right?
Average English speakers, they don't use that kind of word.
找出来了，中文翻译是闷热的、姿色迷人的、风情万种的、性感的、风骚的、酷热的。
对，我就喜欢这样的词儿。
然后出来了一大堆很 inappropriate pictures.
所以，所以我在想，就是对于外国人来说，遇到一个像我这样的一个中国人，居然说出了 sultry 这样的词儿，是不是跟我今天看到一个外国人说今天这个天气很闷，是不是也是同样的感觉？
我跟你说，比那个还要极端一点。
哦，是吗
？Yeah, at least we use the word "men."
哦，对。
Like in the state, they don't really use this word.、Hey, do you have a lot of these vocab in store? Because we can share these like vocabs that a lot of学霸 Chinese know, but
not a lot of, but
not a lot.
Yeah,
once in a while.
如果可以想到的话，我们到时候是不是可以跟大家来分享一下？
对，好拽啊，好拽哦。How do you say dry in English?
Show off. 不知道 show off.
Probably. Well, let's not get back to that translation puddle. It's too much brain work. And it's already pretty hot.
但是我觉得桑拿天sauna weather, do you use this word?
I think there's a term called dog days.
Dog days.
I remember talking about this back.
因为我觉得用桑拿来形容这种天气其实也是非常贴切的。
See, here is the explanation. The phrase dog days refers to the sultry days of summer.
Wow, good.
So we're linking these together.
所以我们可以说这样的天就是这个狗日子。
这个闷闷的狗日子，
可以很形象的表达出我们的这种内心的这种情感，是不是
？Yeah, when the dogs are literally are like hanging out their tongue, to cool themselves. But that's not where it came from. I think it has to do with like the stars, constellation, things like that. Maybe the like there's a 一个什么什么星座吧，好像是、
是这样。
Yeah. Anyhow, it's Monday, so we are sharing interesting things. And now, see, in the past, Yajia used to share things about American TV series or movies.
That's her favorite.
Yeah, that's her favorite. And then Amy used to share lyrics of songs. Wang Wei did that too. And I've been sharing good books. And now I share some poetry and quotes in this department.
非常的文艺范儿。
Yeah. 讲的就是这个范儿嘛。But then I was wondering what Shintin would be interested in. And I think you will be able to open up a new chapter in Monday Sharing.
对。
因为这个Shintin这个还是比较对新闻类的东西比较感兴趣。
是的，因为之前也一直在国外驻站，也是做这个新闻报道的记者，所以呢，但是介于摩天轮这个节目的性质，所以我们可能不太会聊那么硬的一些国际新闻。但是呢，不管怎么样，在过去的一周之内呢，肯定还是发生了一些在世界上各个角落都会发生一些很有趣的一些新闻。
That's what we're interested in.
可以聊一聊，而且呢，
Wonderful.
对，而且在聊的过程当中呢。也可以学到一些东西嘛，因为有很多一些新的名词啊，新的概念啊，都可以大家一起来聊，边聊边学。
Exactly. 那大家最近有听到什么好的新闻呢？也可以来跟我们分享。我们的微信公众平台轻松调频摩天轮，微博呢也开着呢。沈丁的是摩天轮沈听，我的是 baby CRI。我们先来听一首歌休息一下，回来跟大家分享有趣的新闻。
这首歌的名字叫做 Jailbreak 啊，这是我们的助理专门挑的歌曲，
是越狱吗？
我觉得其实他挑这首歌还挺应景的，因为上周正好啊，应该不是上周了，已经有两个多礼拜了，纽约州有两个逃犯越狱，然后就在前两天刚刚有一个逃犯已经被击毙了。
They always track them down。
对对对，但这对那个当地的民众来说应该是好消息，如果有一个这样子的这个亡命徒在外面的话，总归还是让人感到很不放心。
But there's another one still out there. And how did they get out? Did they find out how they got out?
你知道吗，这个就是说所有的美国的那个新闻报道里面都说这个特别像当年的那一部特别经典
I love that movie，
肖申克的救赎里面的那些景象，他就是通过下水道溜走的，而且应该是跟监狱里面的一个可能是一个女性的管理人员中间是有一些什么瓜葛，然后他给他提供了帮助。
Maybe it's a handsome dude.
Who knows. 反正最近那个 CNN 这两天一直在报道这个事情，而且他们我觉得 CNN 非常强大，请来了当时这两个逃亡的这个逃犯的室友，就是曾经跟他一起住在这个监狱里过了一段时间。
Cellmate.
对 ,cellmate。然后呢还有一个就是之前也是在这个监狱里面服刑过的工作过的一个女的这个监狱管理员。
嗯，
然后都把他们这些人都请到了这个直播间，然后来
to analyze how they got out。
对对对，
they should make a movie about it。
不过呢我们今天呢不打算聊这个话题了，这个话题可能稍微沉重了一点，我们换一个话题聊一聊
聊股票。
Okay, 会不会让更多人的心情继续往下跳水？
Here's the listener who's like, oh, I'm feeling really bad today.
Yeah, why?
I think she probably bought a lot of stocks. So that's why I'm listening to more to learn. Hopefully to feel a little better.
因为所有人都觉得周末政府已经出马了嘛，今天股市应该是能够
蹭蹭蹭
大牛特牛，没有想到也许下半后半天还会有起色吧。
Well, let's talk about something else then.
Okay, here's one.
Sure.
The title is U.S. Minorities Increasingly in the Majority.意思是美国的这个少数族裔对现在已经越来越成为多数人群了。
Yeah, I can see that in a lot of places. That's like where I stayed, there are a lot of Mexican neighbors. They're not like directly
in
our
neighborhood. You mean in New York City or New York State?
No, we live in New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yeah, one part of New Jersey. Like our neighborhood is mostly Americans, like white Americans. But then I think the neighborhood a little bit like in the town, in the not really a city, but in the town part of that neighborhood, there are a lot of Mexicans. And then in the park you can see over the weekend there are all these kids, little kids, Mexican kids, they're playing soccer ball, quite cute.
所以实际上呢这个呢它是根据美国的一个权威部门的一个统计，是根据这个美国当年有一个婴儿潮，这个
baby boomers?
Yeah, the baby boomers, once the country's largest generation, can no longer hold claim to the title. The so-called millennial generation, or those Americans born between 1982 and 2000, is now the country's biggest segment of the population.
Okay.
So their population is 83.1 million.Compared with 75.4 million for the boomers. 也就是说现在这个应该管这个叫 millennial generation,
世纪宝宝，
对，世纪婴儿潮，
1982年到2000年，
他们这一部分人呢这个人数已经超过了当年的这个
baby boomers
的这个人数。 baby boomers 人是7540万，而这个世纪婴儿潮已经是8300多万了。更关键的是呢就是it's not only the numbers that are shifting, but also the country's diversity. Millennials, who represent more than one quarter of the U.S. population, are more racially diverse than the nation's older generations. About 44% are part of a minority race or ethnic group, compared with only about 22% for Americans over the age of 65.
Yeah, that's a huge percentage. I'm one of the 44%, I guess.
在这个世纪婴儿潮这些人里面有44%的人他其实都是属于少数族裔，而在那个baby boomers 里面只有22%的这么一个比例。
Yeah, and baby boomers, I think they refer to people born in the States post World War II. So between 1946 and 1964, I think. 所以就是上一辈的了。
对，然后在这些这个不同的族裔少数族裔当中呢， Several trends are driving the changes, such as immigration from China and Mexico, along with an increase in multiracial families. 所以墨西哥呢还是这个美国移民最大的一个输入的国家。那么在这之后呢，就是中国也是可能在这个少数主义这个侵入叫什么
小
输入的这个人国家当中是比较大的一个国家。
I can definitely see the changes. especially, like, for example, my mom works in this university, and I think last year they admitted over 700 Chinese students for undergrads, I think. And that's a huge number. It's like, I don't know the percentage, but it was a shocking number. And so much so that I think the school had to control their quota for...minorities next year. They've decided that we can't admit that many.
Why they have to control it?
Chinese students. Because they need a balance. For every school, when they're admitting students, they all have this like pie chart. Like Americans, African Americans, Asians, and they have to like divide the Asians probably. And so they have to give a slice of pie for like every...minority and majority.
有一个原因也是因为中国和印度的学生都太聪明了。
That's true. They work very hard too.
所以这就让可能当地的一些美国人感觉到他们的孩子的受教育的机会受到了一些威胁。所以前段时间我
觉得 You have to work hard.
对，也是好像是哈佛大学还是哪里，就是他们也是开始就是要就像你刚才说的，他要控制一些亚裔学生的这个入学比例。然后就因为这个出来之后呢，然后当地的一些亚裔的这个族群又表示不满，对，they just you know protest， 就觉得这个是不公平对他们来说。但是呢，反正校方也表示没有这么一回事儿，但是实际上这是一个很微妙的事情，就是他到底他可以通过可能不为人知的一些标准就是设立出来之后，但是你
肯定是有一定比例的，
对这个亚裔人有排斥啊什么的，但是他可以达到这么一个目标，实际上是
啊，这边有一条信息呢，这边有朋友就叫期望的鹅，他说。沈听哥哥的英式英语好好听哦！
终于有人意识到我这个英语这个美好了。
你多说一点，大家听出来，哎，还挺好听的呢。他说这个要多说点英文哦。
那是因为之前摩天轮上都是美音，所以现在突然冒出来一个英
语。You forgot Louis
啊 ，Louis 是英音，他那个是不是标准的英音
？Yeah， 哇 ，OK， 好吧。
没有在听节目吧？
可能在休息吧。
OK，
So continue. Let's finish this before the break.
就是我们还可以看到在美国的这个出现的这样的变化也是表现在一些 diverse future 上面尤其是 Hawaii has the most diverse population with 77% of its residents counting as members of a minority race 所以说夏威夷实际上是现在美国它的这个应该说是种族最多样性的一个州
There are a lot of people of Japanese descent in Hawaii like a lotand I think it's a trend in Japan to visit Hawaii. It's like their holiday destination, even though it's pretty far.
So you can find a lot of ramen restaurants.
There are some.
In Hawaii.
Yeah.
And also, all these restaurants are very, you know, top-notched.
Yeah, if you're willing to pay the price.
And next is Washington, D.C.The percentage is 64.2
for minorities.
For minorities. So, 这让我想起，就是我前段时间到了那个 DC 的时候，坐地铁的时候，一节车厢里面总共大概只坐了20多个人，但是你就能够看出来，就感觉有这么10种不同的人种坐在里面，然后当时就觉得哇。真是一个美国真的是一个非常 diverse
It's very diverse And that's it's in the city And also there's universities And university is always a diverse ground For you know young people especially
然后你还可以猜一猜除了夏威夷和华盛顿之外排名接下来排名第三第四第五的都是哪几个州在
美国 New York
New York 还没有排上
Seriously Los Angeles San Francisco
是州不是城市
哦州啊
But I think you're close
Okay, California
Yeah, California It's 61.5% Then at the fourth place it's New Mexico
New Mexico.、Mm. Well, okay, I'm not surprised.
And Texas ranks the fifth.
With, Texas?
Yeah, 56.5%. 我觉得 Texas 因为它有很多那种、高科技啊，有医疗行业的这些产业非常发达，所以也吸引了很多各国的人才。
各国的精英啊，
对，各国的移民到那里去，
很多印度人，
对，
中国人、是吧？
因为我也有认识的朋友，当初最早的时候，他是在New Jersey 那边工作，然后后来因为也是金融潮、金融危机的时候，可能一些工厂公司倒闭了，然后最后他们就 move to
Texas, Houston。
就是到 Texas 那边去，所以那边其实中国人
也挺多的，
对，亚裔人啊，还有一些拉美裔的人是非常非常多。
嗯，好， interesting. And actually, I think、in conclusion,、the minorities in the States might become the majority、
yeah.
in the near future.、
Mm-hmm. Mm. I think the experts expect that maybe in 2044, that's a tip point.
Okay.
就是在那一年的话，可能是一个转变的一个节点。
就可能真的是在美国白人都变成少数民族了。
对,、mm-hmm. 对，所以到时候都不知道该怎么称呼他们了，少数人、应该是变成多数人种了，所以白人可能变成少数人种了。
Are you the majority or the minority?
Yeah, who knows?
Well, all right, cool, thank you. So that's、U.S. minorities increasingly in the majority.、
Okay.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
There is always a bit more to learn.
Here's a keepsake for you. My heart in pieces, in pieces, in pieces. And the name of the song?
Keepsake.
Keepsake.
我特别想念成 Keepsake。
你是在想那个日本美食是吗？
把清酒留下来。
Keep sake, sake. And it's Monday sharing, and Shantin found these interesting articles to share with us. So I hope this will become your specialty.
Oh, I hope so. 而且有听众给我留言说，希望Shantin多说说英语。那我就接下来继续吧。
OK, 继续拽吧，拽你的英音。
The next piece is 10,000 steps a day the magic number for fitness?
For fitness, is it? 10,000 steps? That sounds like a lot.
现在很多人啊都喜欢用这个计步器，尤其是
我丢了好几个了。
不用丢，现在手机上都有这样的 app
啊，
你尤其是对，都可以自动把你的每天走了多少步记录下来。
那你不还得一直把手机带在身上？
我之所以对这条新闻感兴趣，就是因为现在我也在感觉有点强迫症一样的哈，就是我每天看，我今天才走了8000步 ，OK， 我再出去走2000步，就非得走到那个10,000步，你知道吧？但是这篇文章就是告诉我们，不一定这样子是对的。So, as more and more people track their every move with wearable fitness devices, many are pursuing the popular goal of walking 10,000 steps a day. You may have heard that the magic number for a healthy lifestyle, but one of the reporters, he reports that this is not new, and it's also somewhat arbitrary.
Well, yeah, it's not a definite number. But it's, if you can hit 10,000 steps a day, I think that's decent. Because I've done this before. 10,000 is, it's not like a lot of workout, but you feel pretty comfortable with it. You know, at the end of the day. You feel like you've done some walking.
但是可能就是这篇报道的最主旨的意思可能是说每一个人他的这个体质是不太一样的。
不一样的。
对。所以呢到底每个人到底走多少步呢是最合适的呢可能还是要因人而异。那么为什么最后会
有这么一万个呢
会有这么一个 10,000 的这么一个标准呢所以他这边就说呢She says it was originally considered a marketing campaign for a Japanese company that had made a pedometer called Manpokei. I think man stands for one.
10,000.
Po means 步嘛
步
step. And K 就是计就是 for gauge
啊 ，Manpokei
呀，万步计，估计是当年日本某一个公司就是发明了这么一种计步器的时候呢，它就是给大家就叫做万步计，于是呢就感觉 10,000 steps 就是感觉是一个标准。
你说的那个 pedometer， because pedometer like a pedal， I think maybe that's associated with feet， and the meter like a measurement of something。
对，那就是计步器的意思。
计步器啊 ，so pedometer， P-E-D-O-M-E-T-E-R like usually a portable device that tracks people's like movements
So Manpokei so it was like a nice round number that rolls off the tongue easily and
I think can we just mention that 10,000 steps it works out to be roughly 5 miles which is quite a bityou know, for us who don't usually exercise. Like if you, like in the States, a lot of people, they work out, and they might walk 5 miles a day. And then if you run 5 miles, it'll take you a little while. Maybe 50 minutes to an hour, I think.
I'm really not a running
person.
You know?
Okay.
I don't like running, but I like walking. So.
Okay, me too.
So I have no idea. So how much time does it take to run?
五个 mile 还是有一点
distance，
有点距离的。
OK。但是这篇报道里呢，还提到了 most Americans didn't come anywhere close to that number.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. So one study from 2010 found that the average American adult takes about 5,000 steps a day.
哦，那都已经。我觉得都可能是
and compare that to the Japanese at 7,168 per day and the Swiss 就是瑞士人他们可能是因为山地的原因他们每天要走9,650 per day
人家还爬山去上班不成人家可能就是有这个习惯去练习
或者就是对他们的可能生活方式比较健康比较
锻炼一下
对比较健康一点
哇人家那山那水要不我也出去转悠
对就是也不愿意开车是吧也不愿意那个就干脆就走、yeah. 走路就比较好
I wonder what the average number is for Chinese Maybe in the city I'm not very optimistic
相关的数据对但是我觉得现在 反正至少在我的朋友圈里面，越来越多的人每天都在晒自己走了多少步啊，对，跑了多少这个公里啊什么的，
嗯，
说明大家也在越来越关注自己的这种生活方式，这种锻炼的方式。
Exactly, definitely, we're becoming more conscious.
这是一个很好的一个趋势吧。
And can I just say that 5 miles I checked, 5 miles is roughly about 8 kilometers.
Yeah.
So it is.Quite a bit.
So you mean 10,000 steps means 8 kilometers?
Roughly.
Roughly.
Roughly. If you walk it out. 所以一天走八公里还是不错的哟。
让我想起了一个非常有趣的一个事情，也是因为当初刚刚开始，就是每天跟朋友圈里面朋友来
share,
对，来 share 这个步数的时候，后来有个朋友说，哎，你们发现了没有，当你坐在自家马桶上的时候，你就摇这个手机，它的步数也是增长的。
哎呀，哇，那你起码手得到了锻炼吧？
然后大家还能说啊，其实如果这样想这样的话，不如把手机绑在这个小狗狗的身上，估计每天你的步数很轻而易举的就超过3万4万。
等等等等等等等啊 ，Wait a minute, I think I saw that number. 是谁？就大概哦。You said the other day that maybe little kids, three, four-year-old, like first graders, they might easily clock.Like 30,000 steps a day. 别看是小家伙们。
对，小家伙们，因为他
不少跑路。
所以其实这都是，所以人的动物性的本能嘛。他刚生下来的时候其实跟动物没什么差别。所以你绑在一个小狗上，他每天能三四万步。你绑在一个小孩子身上，
说不定
他每天估计也是，因为他不停的在动，他不停的在动。
然后看看爸爸的，哦，今天2000步。
而不像我们，就是尤其是在办公室工作的人，可能就一天到晚就懒在这个办公椅上，就是看看电脑啊，就是都恨不得都懒得走站起来，
厕所都懒得上是吗？
然后爬个楼梯也懒得爬，
你要晒一晒。
最后我们再来念一小段吧。
Sure.
10,000 steps is a wonderful goal for most people, and that's why this 10,000 steps seems to be the norm. 但是呢 ，if you are averaging under 5,000 steps.That's not a good state of affairs. 这个是一个专家给出的意见。所以说呢，如果你每天走路在5000步以下的话呢，可能真的是
需要再多动一下。
对对对，就说明你这个活动量还是不够的。
Well, for people who drive to work and then they sit in a desk and then they drive back, I doubt that they'll get to 5,000.
我记得很早以前就有人提过，就是如果有这样子的。情况的话，其实有个很好的办法，就是你把你的车停在离你的办公的地点，比如说100米远的地方，然后你就步行去上班。
那费那劲呢？
那不是为了锻炼吗？那总比你胖了以后再花好多钱去减
肥
什么的要好吧？对不对？实际上是，包括比如说爬楼梯啊，有时候你等电梯都得等好长时间，尤其是比如说咱们台里这两天，已经有两个电梯在修了，另外两个电梯供这么多同样多的人用的话，
hey,
还不如每天上下楼爬楼梯。
I took the stairs today.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, I'm glad it's only you know the fifth floor.
但是你真的已经不用再减肥了，
是吧？Well, thank you.
每天带娃已经够辛苦了。
I take that as a compliment.
Okay.
All right, let's take a short break. Enjoy some music, and we have more interesting news to share with you. When we come back.
just a chain rain. Now wipe your nose, dry your eyes, lift your fingers, point to the sun, blow out your sadness, darling, have fun. Don't cry for me.
And for all the length, for the entire length of the song, we've been discussing, how do you say the name of the song? It's,
Song for Evangeline.
So we decided it's, Evangeline.
Mm-hmm.
Evangeline.
中文翻成伊凡杰琳。
伊凡杰琳。听起来像那种就是清理什么清洁用品。伊凡杰琳。
没有，我怎么没有这想到？
你不太做家务是吗？
啊，还有一种方法是伊万杰琳，但我觉得伊万听着就感觉像是，怎么伊索寓言的感觉呢
？Evangeline，、
嗯、
可能是哈。
伊凡杰琳，
嗯，我就是 bling 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 的那种，好干净哦。
OK， 那我们继续再分享有一些有趣的新闻，好不好
？Sure。
Next one is about still about kids.
OK，
kids can drown hours after leaving the pool. 这是专家最新的发现。
嗯 ，Wait. So they can drown hours after leaving the pool.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
So the last place parents want to be flocking to during the summer is the emergency room. Yet
or any season.
Mm-hmm. Or yet every year, dozens of children end up there for drowning.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular drowning doesn't occur while swimming.
Swimming.
It happens hours after the child has left the water.
啊，我觉得这个做爸爸妈妈的可以这个 pay attention 啊，注意一下。Mm-hmm. 说的是孩子不只是说这个，在水里的时候可能会有危险。
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
有的甚至已经这个游完泳几个小时了，还会出现这个溺水的状况。Mm-hmm. 具体怎么是回事呢？
这个其实我还真是第一回听说。
It's called dry drowning.
Yeah. Dry drowning， 我查一下，可能可以翻成无水溺，就叫做
无水溺，
对，无水溺，
干溺，
干，他还有一种翻译叫干型溺死，我觉得
哎呦，这
个
太恐怖了，
太恐怖了，
这个只是说让大家注意一下
啊，是，
嗯。
And it is landing a lot of kids in the hospital hours after swimming in the pool.
Yeah, because you don't expect it to happen then.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, the sports medicine specialist said it takes just a few teaspoons of water to go down the wrong way and into the lungs that causes this condition.
So I'm guessing that let's say they swallowed some water and they choked while swimming, but they didn't drown.
They didn't because the dry drowning happens when children playing around in the pool or lake accidentally. So they
inhale water.
Yeah. And they may cough but then they seem fine, mm-hmm. but sometimes they're not fine.
Because the water is still in there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the problem, huh?
Mm.
So maybe they look normal hours afterward, but then their lungs are still irritated.
Mm-hmm. So if you noted that your kid, when they go to bed and they are coughing or they are wheezing or or their parents or see they are bubbling from the mouth.
Oh, that's not good.
然后呢，那我觉得就必须得把孩子赶紧带到医院去检查一下。
Yeah, if that's the case, your kids are still coughing, wheezing, bubbling from the mouth hours after they've been in the pool, take them directly to the emergency room. And here the doctor explains that, you know, the lungs are irritated and they start to secrete fluid. So...the kids can actually drown in their own body fluid.
对，这个
听起来还真是挺奇怪的。
等于就是因为他们自己体内的一些体液，然后进入到了器官里面的一些组织成分，然后导致身体产生了这个溺水的反应。
不是有一个什么状况，就肺水肿，是不是有这么一个名字？
哦、对对对对，
就你自己的，
估计就是跟这种情况类似。
对，你自己的肺，它在出水，然后其实不是，都有时候都不是说全是外界的水。但这种情况下可能是因为还是有一点外界的水在里面，你的肺它自己特别不舒服，它就开始分泌这些液体什么的。
对，
so it sounds pretty dangerous.
对，但是的确就像在这个报道里说的啊，就是在当美国呢也是有很多家长对于这个事情也是一无所知的，
不了解。
对，当这个 reporter spoke to parents at a Long Island pool and asked what they knew about the condition, one parent said she was shocked, and especially shocked it can occur nearly a day after leaving the water. 所以对于中国的家长来说呢，可能也应该尽早知道一些这样的知识吧。如果以后带孩子去游泳池啊什么的，要注意观察。
就出来一直咳咳咳。
对对对，我就想起来，昨天还看到有一个新闻，好像是在湖南还是哪儿，有一个家长也是把孩子可能是留在了一个 SUV 这个车里面，但是因为当天气温非常的高嘛，但是大概是中午11点钟的时候。留在那里，然后他们一直到下午5点钟的时候才想，一直在找孩子找不着，然后找到最后在车里发现的时候，孩子就已经因为窒息而死亡。
I only had little time to look over that piece of news, and I think it's like the grandpa thought the kid was with the parents, and the parents thought the kid was with the grandpa, but actually he was left in the car, and it is just it's illegal. Well, I'm not too sure about the laws here in China, but.Let's make this illegal. Do not ever leave your child alone in the car. You know, some people, they lock the car for safety reasons because they don't want other people to get into it. But then the kids, they don't know how to get out themselves. And I think in this piece of news, they saw prints of the baby's hand, the kid's hand on the window because he was trying to get out. But,
yeah. 我记得好像在美国是有这样的法律的，是好像是在8岁还是9岁之前，孩子是不能，就是父母是不能把孩子单独留在任何地方。必须得有。The kid must be accompanied by the parent.
Because my dad told me that one of his friends, he parked the car, like it's parked the car and left the baby inside so that he can go and smoke. Just like nearby the car. He wasn't even far away. But then he was caught. Maybe somebody reported him, like some passenger saw the kid alone in the car. And the police came. So he was, the dad was...thrown in jail for 15 days, and there was a fine of $5,000. And he kept explaining that, you know, it's just one cigarette. I'm not going anywhere far away from the car, but still, that it was already illegal.
对，因为不管怎么像，这个尽管他是你的孩子，但他也是一个生命，一个独立的一个生命嘛。
Because not all parents are responsible enough, I have to say. But it's very sad, and it makes me very angry to see things like that happen. Kids are very vulnerable. You know, take them swimming, take them playing outside, just watch them. Watch them closely.
Very carefully.
Very carefully.
Yeah.
So let's aware that there is a condition called dry drowning.So you make sure that you pay attention to this, you know, to how your kids behave, hours or even a day after, they've been swimming.
我这里刚刚看到有一个听众的留言，说起了我们刚才提到的那个名字
，Evangeline。
对 ，Evangeline， 他说可能是电影《青蛙与公主》里的那颗象征着希望和爱的星星。
哇哦，
他不知道是不是这样的拼法哈，
嗯，
好像跟那个的拼法不太一样，但我觉得有可能是一种，可能就是差不多同意的一种转换。
It's a pretty name
啊，嗯
哦，很久没有看电影了，
是吗？
好，我们先来休息一下吧，听一个歌的前奏，然后 we'll see you in the next hour，
okay.
We'll be right back.
音乐，
笑一笑，十年少，知识多，烦恼少。
摩天轮 ECFM
十一点，摩天轮
中午十一点
，There is always a bit more to learn.
Welcome to the second hour of 摩天轮 More to Learn with 沈婷 and me, Bebe. And we have more interesting news to share.
Yes.
Which one do you want to share first?
Maybe we can check out this one. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Disney bans selfie sticks at all of its theme parks.
Selfie. So selfie is like you take a picture of yourself.
对，所以 selfie sticks 就是那个大名鼎鼎的自拍杆。
自拍神器是吗？
对对对，
I've actually never seen one in real life.
这个自拍神器的确是现在就是特别的火，好像感觉你所有的任何人，包括在任何场合，你都能见到它。
哎，你说大家自我感觉真的就那么好吗？我为什么觉得我自拍出来都那么难看呢？
包括这个，我看到这篇文章里面，就是你看他用了一个美国总统奥巴马，就拿着自拍杆在大概在白宫里面，在那自己在那，
还弄一小表情是吗？
对对对对对。
So you're saying that we're not supposed to take those into Disney parks?
嗯哼。
Well, why?
因为之前其实也看到过类似的新闻，就是迪士尼已经在一些好像是香港还是哪里的公园里面已经禁止使用自拍杆了，然后现在呢它是把它所有的 all of its theme parks 都已经禁止了。
Why? Is it dangerous?
Okay, let's check it out.
The infamous sticks.
Yeah, the famous or the infamous sticks will now be forgotten at all Disney World Parks in Orlando, Florida, a company spokeswoman told the Orlando Sentinel. And the new policy goes into effect Tuesday. Selfie sticks will also be prohibited at Disneyland in California, as well as at parks in Hong Kong and Paris. So guests entering Disney parks undergo back checks as they enter. Those attempting to bring a selfie stick inside will be given the option of turning it in and picking it up later or returning it to a car or hotel room.
Yeah, but I'm interested why they have to be so strict about this.
我觉得应该是出于安全方面的考虑吧。
Would they think it's, you can...wave it around as a weapon?
对啊，因为自拍杆毕竟尤其是你要拿出来拍的时候，它收起来的时候挺短的，有时候就你把它一伸出来的时候其实还是挺长的。
You can hide
甚至都可以当成拐杖使用嘛，就是它可以多功能都可以使用。
你别说，这是一个 idea。可以给老年人用的自拍神器同时可以当拐杖。
而且我记得大概是在上个月吧，美国的这个 Smithsonian系统，就是它所有的 museums 都已经禁止使用自拍杆了。它也是为了防止，因为有一些游客可能如果把自拍杆拿出来的话，会把那些展品给损坏。
哦，它可能这个一挥，
对啊，
就不知道 knock out one of the paintings. Well, here's one reason they're saying.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, Disney World banned selfie sticks on rides. Posting the no selfie stick sign near rides.This I can sort of understand because when they're in motion, and usually these rides are really fast going up and down. So it's for safety reasons. And also you might lose it, while you're on one of these crazy rides. Then who is to blame for that? Right?
所以万一掉下来的话也可能砸到别人脑袋。
砸到别人也有可能。
对。
But I think you mentioned that these are also forbidden in some of these big museums. Maybe it's for security reasons. Like you can, it can be like a recorder, like a hidden recorder. I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to record.
可能如果是这方面的原因的话呢，管理方就不会来告诉你了。他只会用安全的理由来拒绝你携带这些东西进入。
OK，
对不对？
嗯，因为我经常看这些就是什么破案的这些电视，然后就总是各种哪里就是一个什么爆。
你拿着一个自拍杆，假装是哎，感觉在拍自己，其实你在拍背后背景里面的一些
某一个人啊，或者是什么啊、哦，在这个藏品后面就藏着什么什么的地图，然后你要先把那个拿出来。
不过我想问贝贝，你有没有用过自拍杆？
No，
我倒是用过。
Really？
对，我们就是前段时间在美国的时候，但不是我买的自拍杆，是、
I wouldn't think
我们的一个同事买了一个自拍杆，结果非常非常好用了。
What do you mean by 好用？就是这不就是拍个照片吗？
但是因为你想，有时候在一些情况下的时候，就是也找不到
别人帮
你
拍，
对，
it、
你们又想大家一起拍一个 group photos。但是呢你用那个自拍杆的时候真的是
How far can it go? How long can it extend it to?
可能有
2 meters?
Yeah
Over 1 meter
超过一米但是不到两米可能不到两米长但是你最后有那个遥控器啊然后就离得很远的时候也可以拍张照片、而且因为它那个自拍杆的话就既可以往远处伸也可以往高处伸、
okay.
所以说呢它可以有不同的角度甚至呢你还可以把它变成如果你当成比如说你把手机开成这个摄像模式的话你可以转着它拍你知道吗就有点像、就在做那个什么叫什么旋转木马一样的拍这种、
okay.
拍这种录像
I get it Well I think like if I choose to go on vacation、
mm-hmm.
like a family vacation、mm-hmm. this would be a good thing to have
Yeah
Yeah, yeah
之前我也觉得So、
好自恋哦
对啊他们要用那个东西结果突然发现有人买了之后结果用的时候还是非常实用对
嗯但大家记得啊如果带孩子去什么迪士尼公园啊还有一些这个 museums 就是叫博物馆 就最好不要带这个真的是可能你就随意一转身噼里啪啦这个什么多少万的展品就被脆了、
包括我这里看到就是说香港迪士尼乐园也是宣布自7月1号起开始禁止这个游客使用自拍杆它的理由呢也是因为在这个之前可能发生过类似的情况就是有游客在坐过山车的时候突然取出了自拍杆拍照、导致过山车暂停运作
卡住了
也不是它可能就是因为你有人已经拿出来的话他就作为安全
那个过山车
保护嘛
过山车一停
他 就停下来了
哦笑一个咔嚓好吧这个大家记着就行了哈Alright well let's take a short break and when we come back what do you want to share next
you mean the song
or the
piece of news
news
the news will be something about Harry Potter
oh Harry Potter
yeah
well let's see
Let the good side win.
刚才这首歌的名字叫做 Black Magic Marker。
我这个留言我都看不下去了，这边有朋友说
来念出来吧。
我们微信公众平台啊，轻松调频摩天轮，有朋友说我喜欢沈听，感觉舒服，很喜欢这样的气质，
有品味。
对， 对，我因为我在英国上过学，所以喜欢英音，喜欢成熟一点自然不做作的风格。
这样不太好，这好像跟音不要扯在一起，不然的话打扰
你。只是你的个人魅力，纯属你个人魅力。
对对对，不然的话别人说我们说美音的人怎么了我们。对不对？
对啊、哎呦。
然后还有，哎呀，我
还有
实在不太好意思这样夸自己。
Oh, you need to get used to it. Compliments, are you kidding me? We get this every day.
正好有一个朋友刚发过来，是他的朋友在美国、
mm-hmm.
然后说啊，好喜欢沈听和贝贝一起主持摩天轮哦，然后每天晚上都要听。
哇，没有说听了两年了吧。
所以搞得现在都是听直播，每天晚上都要一点钟才睡觉。
哇、wow.Sleepless nights.
然后刚才助理说可以告诉他让他听回放啊，我说不要听回放，就听直播。
Yeah.
一点钟睡觉挺好的。
And I asked our assistant, are you sure it's not my mom? 一般都是妈妈在。
你妈是不是在那边也会听？
对啊，现在听不听我不知道，反正以前听了好多年。
Oh.
后来我的搭档换来换去，我妈可能觉得有点累。Yeah, but anyhow, yeah, I'm very happy that, you guys like my new partner. Yeah, keep it coming.
Okay.
下面我们要分享的, do you want to talk about sleepless nights in America, or do you want to talk about black magic?
要不我们跟着刚才的那一首歌吧。
Okay.
Black magic, 所以是跟魔法有关系的，所以我们讲一讲关于 Harry Potter 的事情，好不好？
Now, I want to ask you, Harry Potter, like, have you
seen
the... Harry Potter. Have you seen the movies?
Yeah, I've seen all of them.
All of them?
All the series.
Did you read the book?
some of them.
Some of them?
Yeah. Like the first and the second, but I read it in English, not in Chinese.
Of course. I think I read up to the fourth one. And then when Harry Potter started dating, I was like, lost interest. But honestly, do you think that's for kids? See, I think they're a little scary, honestly. Uh-huh. I was scared at the movies.
你就好像我们家女儿最近在看的一部动画片，也是美国的动画片，叫做 Pony。我不知道你听说过没有啊？可能你女儿再大一点也许会知道，她叫小马宝莉。然后我昨天在跟她一起看的时候，发现这部片子里面居然也有关于爱情的这个成分。
Okay.
对。
You're scared about that?
Not scared.
I mean, like, ghosts,
you know, I'm kind of wondering how can I, you know, deal with such kind of an issue. She's still quite young. I don't think, you know, it's proper time for her to...
Be exposed to romance.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little bit too early.
Has she ever asked the question, where did I come from, Daddy?
Not really?
Maybe she would
throw this question to her mom.
Or you would.
反正至少我没有被问到这个问题，还好啦。
还好。Uh-huh. 好吧。
OK.
我提醒你一下女儿回头。
我们言归正传吧。好。
Harry Potter. So, have we had enough of Harry Potter yet?
No. Harry Potter coming back, but this time on stage in new play.
A play?
So Harry Potter is going to have a new adventure.One that takes him from page and screen to stage. Author J.K. Rowling announced Friday that a new play called Harry Potter and the Cursed Child will open at London's Palace Theatre about a year from now. 也就是2016年的夏天的时候，这部戏就能够上演了。
But see, that's the thing I'm talking about. Like in China, do you really think you're going to sell a book with a cursed child on it? Right? Like,
but 为什么不可以？
你觉得哪个爸妈会买一个什么 cursed child?
你不要把、这
个、哪
个
倒霉孩子、
那就好像中国可能有另外一种文化，比如说什么鬼吹灯之类的。
Well, that's not for kids. But they
但是也许会有少儿版的鬼吹灯出现，也不一定啊。
好吧，你看一定不一定。
好吧，对对对，也许就好像，但你说有道理，因为在西方来说，比如说这种什么吸血鬼啊、僵尸啊这种文化，是从小就是渗入到他们的文化，就是很小的小孩子，他们就很喜欢这种文化。
我到现在都怕黑。
每年比如说就过这个 Halloween 的时候，每一个人都把自己扮成那个鬼样，
and they would have like a graveyard in their front yard.
然后把血像做成血一样的那种颜料涂在自己的脸上，把自己扮成一个死人。你觉得这种文化在中国能接受吗？
Well, I think we still
很多中国人会，尤其家长会觉得这不吉利，对不
对？
对
对对 ，That's one thing, and it's just they don't look pleasant either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like even my parents have been living in the States for decades. Still, mm-hmm. they can't really accept.
对，但是西方人好像就特别喜欢就这种感觉。It looks crazy,、
mm-hmm.
you know.
But then it's I think in the UK, it's not just about you know looking crazy, but it seems like they love this culture, like talking about ghosts, abandoned、mm-hmm. castles, and.These remote and dark and、eerie things.
You mean the British?
Places. Yeah.、
Oh.
That, maybe that's especially for them. Because it rains all the time.、
Oh.
And they have like this long history、
mm.
of all this wars and things like that.
And I think J.K. Rowling is such an excellent writer because she
can... Yeah, she is.、
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I think people like that must be a little messed up in their heads. If they can think up stories like that.
但是你不觉得其实他还是就是说网络出了一个非常神奇的一个世界非常的
对呀、啊、
非常的有组织、
就是、
非常的一个
Exactly, that's what I admire about people like that too. They can actually create a whole new world in their minds.
这才是一个真正了不起的作家对不对
这才叫创意、
嗯、
但真的我是觉得多少也是就是好像离神经已经有点就是距离很近了It's like there's a fine line, you know, between being so creative and being a little...nuts in the head.
Okay, let's go back to the,、
sure.
the news.
Harry Rowling, Potter on the stage.
Yeah, Rowling tweeted that the play explores an untold part of Harry's story and、Ooh. Is not a prequel. 就是说不是一个前传对吧、
hmm.
因为现在很多电影都流行去拍一个什么前传啊什么的。
看看收视率、嗯、再看继不继续拍是吗
对对对然后他、那么 J.K. Rowling 就说这个要上演的这个舞台剧呢绝对不是一个前传而是揭示了这个哈利波特的一些不为人知的故事
See, they make it sound like they're writing about something that actually happened.
嗯哼，
嗯。
然后呢，the script is by Thorne, a stage and screenwriter whose work includes Vampire Story, Let the Right One In.
Hmm.
And the director is Tiffany, who helmed the critically lauded war play Black Watch and the multiple Tony Award-winning musical Once.
好吧，都没有看过。
所以看，但是至少你可以知道，就所有的这些人，他都是都是精英。所以
那倒是
传出来的这么一部戏呢，
对精英们传出来的这部戏，
值得期待的，
值得期待。
我只能说值得期待，对不对？
继续传吧，我们期待
着。到底怎么样，我们也不知道嘛，对不对？也可能最后传出来是一个垃圾，也不。不一定哦
嗯好吧
嗯
但是
我相信他还是很吸引眼球的至少在一开始还是有很多人会去看的吧
But did you take your daughter to all the Harry Potter movies? Even the scary parts?
No,
I will actually have nightmares from them
There's
certain scenes
Because my daughter I don't think she's such a
Harry Potter fan?
Mm-hmm. She's quite scared of such kind of black magics
Me too.
And scary things.
好吧、
mm-hmm.
还是看一些 princess 的 movie 比较好。
对对对她就是特别小女孩的心情就是我一定要看那种 princess, 然后什么什么。
In a pink dress.、
对对对就粉色的是她最喜欢的。
嗯、
我经常说你能不能挑一个别的颜色
No, this is the prettiest.
但是我还是觉得粉色太浅了对他来说因为他总是很容易把那些东西
都弄
脏
好吧
我们的助理在恶狠狠地看着我
I understand、
okay.
Well let's take a short break、
yeah.
And we have more news Well maybe it's too we don't have enough time for a break Well、
Alright.
let's shall we introduce the next piece of news
Okay the next piece of news we'll talk about Sleepless in America
Well not just in America
Yes but this is a report from America So it's talking about American peoples How、mm. they you know How digital devices keep them up all night
Oh tell me about it
I think even it's true for Chinese people
How do you quit them?Seriously, like, you know, finally it's the end of the day and you've done all the work, and you, supposedly it's time for bed. And、mm-hmm. it will be so great if you can just go to bed at 10:30, which is, the healthiest time to go to bed. But then you turn on the cell phone.、
Mm.
Or, oh, there's that episode I haven't watched on my iPad and then the next time you check, it's 12 o'clock,、mm-hmm. it's 1 a.m.And you feel bad for yourself again.
我不得不说，最近这几天我一直保持着非常健康的作息时间。
怎么了？你家停电了？
不是不是，
嗯，
因为我不是刚回来的时候还在倒时差嘛。
啊，
然后通常都是睡得很早，
yeah.
醒得很早。我觉得嗯，
Last、
这是一个很好的一个作息时间，我要 just keep it.
Yeah, well,
所以直到现在为止，我还基本上保持的还不错。因为实际上你发现了没有？基本上到大概9点钟、9点半、10点钟的时候，你会。会觉得很困人那个时候
我还好吧
如果这个时候你比如说你拿出了你的 iPad 或者手机
有精神了
看了一会儿之后你的那个睡意就 they just pass it、
嗯、
and then 你就可以一直到12点甚至1点钟都不睡觉了。所以我现在基本上我到了10点钟的时候，我就让自己上床闭上眼睛。
So
that's, 然后很快就睡着了。
That's self-control. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But for a lot of people, there's so much out there that they're interested in. 太多其他的诱惑了，你知道吗？但是总是一看表，1点了或者12点了，你就特别的 guilty. And it feels so good to be able to go to bed at 10:30 or so, 10 o'clock, and then get up at 6 in the morning. You feel like, wow, I've accomplished something great.
对。
Just by getting up that early.
因为有好多人可能觉得到了晚上觉得有好多好多事情可以做啊。
Finally, it's time for yourself.
对，但是其实如果你早睡早起的话，其实你如果起得早的话，你会更发现今天一天的时间非常非常的充裕。
这边呢，文章里写的是the problem, like these electronic devices may be contributing to our sleep-deprived society.Duh. 85% of American adults, they have trouble sleeping at night. And 1 in 10 suffers from more serious insomnia. Since lack of sleep is linked to obesity, depression, and cardiovascular disease and diabetes, it's kind of alarming. The public health, they call it like a public health epidemic.
好吧，那么我觉得我们现在是不是该休息一下，放一首歌了
？Sure, let's take a nap.
Yeah, 这首歌的名字叫 "You Can't Always Get Away, Get What You Want."
I saw her today at the reception. A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection.At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometime, you might find you get what you need.To get my fair share of abuse, singing, we're gonna vent our frustration. If we don't, we're gonna blow a 50-amp fuse. You can't always get what you want.
轻松调频，只放好音乐。
笑一笑，十年少。知识多，烦恼少。
摩天轮
，There is always a bit more to learn.
You work and work for years and years. You're always on the go. You never take a minute off. You're too busy making dough. You say someday you'll have your fun when you're a millionaire. But tell me how much fun you'll have in your old rocking chair. You better enjoy yourself. It's later than you thinkEnjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. You're gonna take an ocean trip, no matter come what may. You've got your reservations made, but you just can't get away.
someday you'll see the world, you'll really get around. But how far can you travel when you're 6 feet underground? Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think, that's right. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pain. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Cheers. You and she's now become somebody else's pet. Don't cry, my friend, and don't you try to reach the great beyond. You'll have more fun by reaching for a redhead or a blonde. You better enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. I said enjoy yourself while you're still in. Just don't care to dance. You don't have time for silly things like moonlight and romance. You only care for money tied up neatly in a stack. But if you kiss a dollar bill, it doesn't kiss you back. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself. Still in the pain, the years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Lay on.
这首歌的名字就叫做我们刚才不停的听到的 Enjoy Yourself.
Enjoy Yourself is later than you think.
Jim Queskin.
Queskin?
Yeah. Do you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And it's later than you think, meaning that it's closer to the end of the day than you think.
我必须得说一下，好像我们最近老是收到有听众留言说最近的歌选得很好啊，很多人以为是我选的。
其实嘞，
我真不想澄清啊。但其实呢，是我们的助理梁晨选的啊。
其实你如果不说这句话的话，大家就以为是我选的，还挺好的。Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Chen Chen. And, 这网上这个沈听的粉丝是层层的涨了一个。
哎呀，这样嘛，其实也就以个位而计吧。
一个也是很珍贵的，每一位我们的粉丝都是非常珍贵的。And we have about 20 minutes, to this half hour.
所以接下来我们该分享点什么呢？
Let's have some quality sharing.
哦，那就是你最喜爱的Poetry.
Literature. Well, I don't actually know a lot about poetry, but I think there are some good ones out there that we could understand. Because a lot of, I guess, really good poetry, they're kind of hard to decipher. Like, you don't know exactly what they mean. Here, though, today I found some quote-unquote poems, or they're actually more like prose、
嗯
by Tagore.
那就是散文诗。
嗯，有点那个意思。
嗯，
就一看就觉得，哎，这跟我们写的也差不多那种，就是泰戈尔的一些诗歌吧。
OK。
就是人家也不用押韵，然后也不用一行多少字，就人家写的就是诗歌了。
但是我觉得泰戈尔的诗歌，关键是他能够从他的诗歌里面，不光因为他不是在文字上的那个魅力，他、是他那个人生的智慧上的锐，那
还有一种感觉。
对，
For example, okay, like we talked about Disneyland and you know kids. Here is one about children. I think he wrote a lot of these kind of poetry about kids. This one is called When and Why. When I bring you colored toys, my child, I understand why there is such a play of colors on clouds, on water, and why flowers are painted in tints. When I give you colored toys, my child, when I sing to make you dance, I truly knowWhy there is music in leaves, and why waves send their chorus of voices to the heart of the listening earth. When I sing to make you dance, when I bring sweet things to your greedy hands, I know why there is honey in the cup of the flower, and why fruits are secretly filled with sweet juice when I bring sweet things to your greedy hands.When I kiss your face to make you smile, my darling, I surely understand what pleasure streams from the sky in morning light, and what delight the summer breeze brings to my body when I kiss you to make you smile. That's it.
的确很美。
He's saying this to the child, and he's connecting nature to his love,of his child. And I think it's almost saying that he is understanding the way of nature from his love for his kid. You know, when he brings color for toys to his kid, he understands, why there's color in nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why the clouds can appear in different colors and why sometimes there are these colorful shimmerings on top of the water and why flowers have different colors.These are all, in a way, I think these are all toys for us, from God, from nature.
所以实际上就让我想起了，可能就是前几天我们在聊一些孩子的话题的时候，有一个听众的留言，就是说孩子实际上是帮助你，就是进一步的
去了解，
认识，了解这个世界，用另一种眼光，对不对？也许你之前也看到了这些花花草草，也看到了那些有颜色的五颜六色的自然界，但是你当时并没有意识到它们的存在。
Yeah, or you don't appreciate them as much. And you don't, I guess the meaning of them all, you didn't get quite that much of it. But then when he loves his child, and then the rest of the world start to make more sense. When he is singing to his baby, and then he can hear the sounds made by, you know, the leaves and the wind, and maybe when it rains, I love the sound raindrops makes,you know, on leaves, and also the sound of waves, to the heart of the listening earth. The different sounds of nature become so much more meaningful when he has his love for his kid. And then when he brings sweet things to your greedy hands, maybe a piece of fruit, maybe a candy, and then he understands why there's honey in a flower.Have you ever thought why there's honey, sweet things in a flower?
Never thought of that.
Yeah, why are flowers so colorful? Right? Why the different fruits are filled with sweet juice of different kinds of sweetness? These are all like different, these wonderful things about nature are like these wonderful things about our children.
所以不得不说，我觉得诗人的这个他的一些想法，对，他是非常细腻的，因为你感觉这种这样子的一些感悟似乎只有是一个真正当了妈妈的人他才能够感受到或者来写出来。但是泰戈尔他是一个男性的诗人。
哇，这么有那么大胡子。
对呀、
那会想到 亲情是如此
的，但是他能够，他可能是看到，比如说一个母亲怀抱着他的婴儿，或者是带着这些孩子在自然界玩耍的时候，
嗯，
然后他能够有所有的这些的这样的感
感悟
，对，
嗯，
所以我觉得诗人真是挺了不起的。
我们看的就是，哎，这孩子衣服上又弄了土啊，然后什么？
他们其实是可以把我们普通人的内心的，可能是埋藏在很深很深处
的
一些情感，
嗯，
把它用一些具象的语言把它表现出来
。对，但是其实你看他的语言，这也没什么太难的，每个字都认的。
哎，
这咱们说不定写也能写出来。
我有一点疑问是，泰戈尔他不是印度的一个诗人吗？
嗯，
他是用英文写作的吗？还是用
这些好像是翻译的吧？还是
对，如果是翻译过来的话，他也有可能不是说还不够押韵，因为有可能他是用自己本国的语言写的话，可能会
更
加的，对，更有美感。
嗯，
就好像中国的很多诗歌翻译出来的话，就完全不是那个，就完全不是那个味儿了。
Always something lost in translation.
嗯，
next one is about vocation.
Mm-hmm.
We know what vacations are. Vocation, that's like your job, basically.
Mm. So it's about vocation, not vacation.
Vocation,
okay.
Yes. It's a little bit longer than the last one. So here it goes. When the gong sounds 10 in the morning and I walk to school by our lane, every day I meet the hawker crying, bangles, crystal bangles. So, you know, gong is like,咚，
嗯，
就是那个，
就是敲钟一样的。
对，反正就是十点钟他要去上课了，可能这就是还讲他在学校的时候啊。Hawker 就是在路上叫卖的嘛。So every day when he's on his way to school, he would meet this hawker selling bangles,、
嗯、
就是小镯子吧。Alongside their lane, there is nothing to hurry him on. There is no road he must take, no place he must go.No time when he must come home. I wish I were a hawker, spending my day in the road, crying bangles, crystal bangles. 就很羡慕这个路边叫卖的人。你看他也不一定非要走哪条路，好像也没有人催他这那，没有人催他啊做作业啦，就是回家啦什么的，他觉得好羡慕啊。
就是一种很自然的状态。
对。When at 4 in the afternoon, I come back from the school.I can see through the gate of that house, the gardener, digging the ground. He does what he likes with his spade. He soils his clothes with dust. Nobody takes him to task if he gets baked in the sun or gets wet. I wish I were a gardener, digging away at the garden with nobody to stop me from digging. Just as it gets dark in the evening, and my mother sends me to bed,I can see through my open window the watchman walking up and down. 就刚才又羡慕完了这个路边叫卖的，又觉得哇，你看人家那个园丁，
园丁，
哎，这工作不错嘿。
我也一直都觉得园丁是个很让我羡慕的工作。
但是你也需要 talent， 要知道那些怎么修哈。嗯，
我就说你，通常你脑子里特别羡慕的一项事情，很可能是你可能不擅长的事情。
Yeah.
所以你会看到别人这样的，就啊，真好，他能做那些事情，因为你自己可能做不到。
其实我觉得大家羡慕和迷恋的东西，往往是表面的，甚至是想象中的。但你真正要去做的时候，是实际上的。There is usually some distance. But anyhow, so at night, when it gets dark in the evening, and my mother sends me to bed, I can see through my open window the watchman walking up and down.The lane is dark and lonely, and the street lamp stands like a giant with one red eye in its head. The watchman swings his lantern and walks with his shadow at his side, and never once goes to bed in his life. I wish I were a watchman, walking the streets all night.Chasing the shadows with my lantern.
嗯，哎，我非常喜欢他最后这一段描写这个夜晚的这个感觉，
嗯，
就是很有意境的那个，
就是一个不太亮的路灯哈，好像他说像一个巨人，就睁着一只那个红红的眼睛。
是，他就用那种很普通的语言，就把这个夜晚的这个状况描写出来了。
嗯，
而且就是很多，就是因为每个人都走过夜路嘛。可能你在走夜路的时候，有些人可能会心生恐
多多缩缩
会心生恐惧、但是有些人就像他描述的，这时候你是通过一种很美好的心情去看夜晚的时候，就会能从一种这种很安静很安详很平静的这种氛围当中感受到一种美好、
所以有的人可能看到的是黑，有的人看到的是光，
对，
哎，觉得这个光很美好。
嗯
但是他想说的是，我好羡慕这个人啊，他在外面就好像以前会有
整夜整夜的就在那里敲
钟，
那个叫对，
然后他又不用去睡觉，而他每天晚上就要被妈妈训着，可能快给我上床睡觉那种。所以我觉得也是比较有一点点像调皮的这样的一首诗，可能写的他小的时候的一些感受哈，叫 Vocation。All right, well, let's take a short break.
The next song is a Pedalo, and it's sung by the Hot String.
It seems as good a day as any to stop my trek across the ocean with no funds for ship or sail. I'll use my legs and my devotion, an aqua bike will be my vessel in high adventure. Land I seek, so farewell friends who've come together, waving hankies, tear on cheek. Oh, it's a long, long way to go on a pedalo, a pedalo. It's a long, long way to go on a pedalo, a pedalo. My joy was surging, spirits soaring, the sky was huge, the sea was placid. Soon my vim was somewhat dim by bucket loads of lactic acid. Then a ship took me aboard, was full of whiskey and hearty sailors. I rested up, then pedaled onwards. Once I found out they were whalers. It's a long, long way to go on a pedalo, a pedalo. It's a long, long way to go on a pedalo, a pedalo.
So that's Padlo by the Heart String.
I love the sound of the trumpet.
Me too. 最后的一个小号的感觉。
我觉得男人吹小号还是很有感觉的。
为什么女人没有吹小号的是吧？
Well, I don't know. One of my actually professors, music professor back in college,he was actually the conductor of our chorus. He was a trumpet player.
Oh.
Yeah, he was kind of cute. So,yeah.
可能因为我觉得可能是因为你想这种吹奏乐器都是跟肺活量有关系的，所以可能在生理上面来说，男性更比女性更适合一点。
更适合吧，而且就是可能这腮帮子要吹得很鼓什么的。但是这个声音我觉得啊很嘹亮，很好听。
对。
好，还有几分钟时间啊，来看看两分钟吧，看能不能来再念一首这个泰戈尔的诗。
好。
This one is written about a dog. The name of it is This Dog.Every morning, this dog, very attached to me, quietly keeps sitting near my seat. Till touching its head, I recognize its company. 就是明天早上这条狗狗，它只有是把它的头贴到它的身上，它才知道哦，你来了，才会发现这狗在它身边。This recognition gives it so much joy. Pure delight ripples through its entire body.哦，然后这狗发现主人看到它了，高兴的直哆嗦。Among all dumb creatures, it is the only living being that has seen the whole man, beyond what is good or bad in him. It has seen, for his love, it can sacrifice its life. It can love him too, for the sake of love alone. 他在说，就是所有的动物中啊，就特别是狗狗。他看过人的好的一面和不好的一面，但他仍然会
对
愿意为主人奉献自己的所有。
就是这个狗一旦把你
认为主人
认为是主人之后，他就会死心塌地的。
对，所以这他说的嘛，要 love him for the sake of love alone， 就是有点为就纯纯的爱情，就不是爱情嘛，就是爱他的主人，
有点像愚忠嘛。
就是 sacrifice his life、for it is he who shows the way to the vast world。Pulsating with life. When I see its deep devotion, the offer of its whole being, 觉得他狗狗把整个人都可以奉献给他的主人啊。I fail to understand, by its sheer instinct, what truth it has discovered in man. 我觉得他好像在说，这狗狗说你看中我们什么了？你发现了我们什么了？让你如此的这个，
就是说
devoted，
就是说狗狗始终是。在一种非常非常 humble 的一个地位，
对，
对吧？
仰望着主人。But its silent, anxious, pious looks, it cannot communicate what it understands. But it has succeeded in conveying to me, among the whole creation, what is the true status of man. 就是从他是从狗狗这种眼神，这种敬畏的眼神，可以看出来，虽然他说不出来自己内心想的，但他在狗狗的眼睛中看到了自己的地位。就是真的狗狗把你是当成哇他的所有，他的世界，所以还是挺感人的。
所以就是我觉得每一个养狗的人哈，不管你之前有没有准备好要养狗，有些人可能是做了很十足的心理准备，
是真的想养
去养狗。对，有些人是真的是也没有完全准备好，
或者哦 ，so cute。
对，但凡就是养过狗的人，真的是会对狗的这种对主人的忠诚，会留下非常非常深刻的印象。真的是，因为有时候你想想看，这个狗它其实就是一个 like a monster， we cannot say that
animal，
不管怎么是一个 animal， 对，但是它有很锋利的牙齿，它是可以。
但是它更多的是爱对主人的那种，
但是它就死心塌地的跟着你。